Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of Uncovering Unlimiting Beliefs and Beyond. I'm Kate Burke, and this is episode 4 and the very last episode for December on Dream Girl series. And we're taking a focus look at the goal steps today, once again. And also, it's not so much just about the doingness, but it's also about who you are, the beingness or being, the human that is being. So let's recap over the last 3 episodes. I took a demonstration goal. So just to review that, that started out originally as I am effortlessly and easily raising the total amount of funding to turn an e-book to screenplay with an award-winning screenwriter and screen producer. Now, how did that unfold? Well, some of the ways that we dug deeper looked at any obstacles that may have been a barrier between that goal coming forth or not. We took the Sedona Method releasing, which was founded by Lester Levinson, and what that is, it just frees up any emotionality around beliefs that appear to limit or hold back. Just a reminder that it doesn't treat, diagnose, cure, or advise on any medical, psychological condition, even though it has profound gains in those areas as well. So we took some releases, example releases, and there's also just some little variations to that which have been implemented in my experience that are very effective from working with Sedona Method. They may vary a little bit from the actual. If you go to the main website, Sedona.com, there, you may not find some of these actual exact releases there, but they'll be very similar. So we looked at releasing around resistance. In other words, any obstacles to doing or not doing. We released or freed up around what really is the heartfelt desire. And one of the great advantages of applying this resource is it's the internal discovery. A lot of the times we're living in the functioning external environment, which is all mind and thought generated. So one of the beauties of applying releasing is it allows you to tune into your inherent wisdom. When you arrive in this world, in this experience, it's known that there is what's required within, and we teach on top of that. And sometimes that can also be teaching some separate fear. So because that's being taught, it allows the being to function intelligently. But two, now we can really tune in with, well, what is it that allows for these teachings to be taught? It's like if I was to go to the classroom, having been a health education and phys ed teacher, and done some theory on both health and phys ed, I would go and put all the information up on a whiteboard, or originally it was a blackboard, but the board was empty. But I needed that board there, or whatever solid resource you're using to teach upon, it's empty. So this is just basically, so whether it was a whiteboard or a blackboard, it was clear. So this inner exploration here is tuning into that clear mess, and which is really too, it's free from any taught lack or limitation. So that can be a really handy thing to have in addition to all that's been taught. So we're kind of adding on to, even though it's really about taking away as well, because discovering what's beyond that, to allow in any moment that which appears in support of the body-mind. So, how did the goal turn out? Well, because this in this experience is not really about money. It's about what actually is supportive and serving humankind to its highest peacefulness or functioning beyond limitation. And as a byproduct of that is income or funding. So that actual goal didn't really work here. And that's a good thing because it allowed to move beyond that. Today I'm going to be working with a demonstration goal from that. I'm easily and joyously guiding humankind to discover deeper inner wisdom and have abundant income as a byproduct. So that's how it's unfolded. Now, it can still unfold beyond that. You know, no limitation. But sometimes there's a sense of, oh my God, the goal wasn't reached. We'd also take a close look at, it's not so much, well, obviously it is about with goals, doing and achieving and so on, but sometimes what's can be added into that from having unraveled or unlearned is the being. And that sometimes hasn't been as emphasized as it could be. So what this goal's focus was on was also about the being, the human that is being, and allowing that natural awareness, presence in any moment to come forth really. And so it's beyond any feeling of lack. Sometimes there's a whole lot of stuff out around self-esteem, self-confidence, approval, control, motive. If we can notice what's aware of that, what's beyond that, then there's this kind of natural beingness that shows up in any moment. And coming from that, which is really abundance, feeling, and awareness of that. So that can be so much easier to function from. If you're open to this exploration, although you're hearing it from someone else, allowing yourself to discover your own unwavering truth is where that really significant shift from within can come forth. So just working through that demonstration goal, thank you to, there were some resources that came forth which were really great in terms of funding. And it's not saying funding will never be something that is out there, because it can be a really enhancing way to do things, but there can also be a lot of creativity come through around that. But there was a resource that came through GoFundMe, I think it was, .com. That's a really great thing. It was easy, it was hands-on, it's still there. And that can be still utilized, even though it's not the deepest heartfelt desire, it still is readily available. In terms of promoting some of the resources that are still prominent, people who are really successful in that area came through with some free information. And that continues to be noticed and move forward for, obviously, when people know about these resources, they're open to them, and the full intellectual understanding can happen, and then the deeper realization can come forth from that. But if the belief is present, then, oh, you know, this personal transformation stuff is a load of, well, garbage, then the limitation that's sometimes apparent, you know, belief around, well, I'm limited and separate, and there's fear and there's nothing I can do about it, that's going to remain. But when humankind allows itself to reveal these resources that are coming through and experience them, that can really allow for things to move forward. Because it sometimes in the past, particularly around in my experience, there's been a at that particular time, say 20 years ago, this was all that was known, and these were the resources that were out there, and so that's what was done, and that's what happened. Now, if we know better, we can do better, be better, have better, so on. But choosing not to do that, well, that's what is. But in this experience, if it's known about, and obviously it, from this deeper exploration, it's found to be very supportive, then that's going to be resonated with and expanded even more. So, you know, all these things can really benefit, and this is just being mentioned to say, well, thank you to those resources that did come through. They were really much appreciated. So let's get on to the practical hands-on experience here of, I know that there's going to be, even though I've presented real-life information here, if you can relate this to your own experience of working with the goal, that priority goal that you chose for this month, that related to an overall lifetime goal. Even if you took something really, really simple, it wasn't specifically structured and worded in a way that can allow releasing to happen quicker, it doesn't matter. You can take something really, really simple and release from it, even with this goal step here. You know, I've reworded it something that's, you know, kind of set thing, phrase it in the now. it's got an I in it, feeling words, and so on, give it a zing, blah, blah. You can just take something easy and release on that. But I've taken this because in this very moment, that's what's come up. So it's great to take that and acknowledge that that's there and then free that up from there. So I have... We'll start with the this goal, and just a general reminder, if this is the very first episode that you've tuned in on, I really recommend listening to the other three episodes for December, and also August was a focus on goals as well. So you can pick up a lot of tips there. I'm looking to also do a webinar on this information, but that will be coming in at... it won't be free, but it'll only be around $10 or $20, depending on the length of it. So that's something to look out for. So just a reminder with the releasing here, take the very first thing that comes to mind when these questions are asked. I have done this release before, but it's a little different towards the questions towards the end of it. I'm taking a look at that which will allow you to focus on the doingness or achieving, but also the latter of the questions. Take a look at the you who is actually being and allowing the doing to come forth from that beingness, from who you are. All right, so the goal itself. Please use your goal step or what's arising. You don't even have to really have a goal. You can just deal with what's an issue for you in the moment and what you'd like to be moving forth from that. It really is important to take appropriate steps as well as tuning into that exquisite presence that already is, that unlimitedness that you really are beneath, beyond. It doesn't mean just sit back in total presence of awareness and do nothing, even though that's a clear, totally exquisite mess in any moment that happening evolves from So I am easily and joyously guiding humankind to discover deeper inner wisdom and have abundant income from that. So what's the simplest, almost outrageous thing that could happen or you could do in order for that to be happening? Just quickly, well, what's coming up is we're going to expand the radio show here in terms of let's see what we can do to get people calling in and with either questions or if we can do live releasing. Okay, so is there any wanting around that? Is there any wanting approval around that? Is there any wanting to make that happen or anything? Any wanting to manifest it? Is there any wanting security around that? Is there any wanting to be separate from that? Or any wanting to be one with that? Now, for example, I might, the one that's coming up, even when I called that out, you may have noticed it was a range of each of those. And you can just welcome each of those as they come up. So whatever seems to be even most prominent now, one in particular, can welcome that and allow yourself to really feel into that and notice that wanting. For example, in my experience with that particular goal, it could be wanting approval. It's coming up for me in this moment. So I'm going to welcome really feel into the fact that I want that. I want this to be approved of, otherwise it's not going to go ahead. And so the next question is, well, are you that feeling that there's a lack of approval? Otherwise you wouldn't want that. You'd already have it. So would it be all right with you if you let that feeling of lacking approval go? Could you allow it to dissolve? Yeah. And just allow yourself to pause and just notice the clearing when that is released. And is that feeling of lacking, and let's just call it feeling, is that feeling the total of who you truly are? Knowing that feelings come and go, feelings are emotions, energy in motion. Well, no, it's not the total of who I am, I'm not just one feeling. Particularly, I sleep at night, so, you know. So could you rest as that, which is beyond any of that? Yes. Could you rest as that, which is enough, complete, and whole, just as it is? Yes. And that last question, the way to tune into that even more is that which is aware of the feeling, awareness itself, is enough, complete and whole just as it is. It doesn't need any of that to be what it is. It's aware of it. And so the question is, could you just rest as that, which is beyond any of that? Complete, whole, enough. All right, now I'll aim to go through that at least a couple more times, but I won't add in the demonstration. So even though I was adding that in, you could also be working with your own goal and what's arising for you in this moment. Okay, so could you just take a focused look at your goal step or what's arising in this moment. And you can just read that to yourself or read it out loud. And what's the simplest or most outrageous thing that you could do or that could happen for you to have that, be that, or do that? And is there any wanting around that? Is there any wanting approval? Is there any wanting to make that happen, to manifest it? Any sense of wanting to control it or even be controlled by it? Is there any sense of wanting security around that? Any sense of wanting to be separate? Or any sense of wanting to be one? And now, could you take a focused look at the one that appears most prominent? And welcome that. Allow yourself to feel into that wanting as best you can. Now, can you notice that this wanting is a feeling of not having, it's a feeling of lacking. So could you simply just let that feeling of lacking go? Could you allow it to release? And is that feeling the total of who you truly are? And so could you rest as that which is beyond any of that? Could you rest as that which is aware of any of that? That awareness which is enough, complete, and whole, just as it is. Okay, once again, can you allow yourself to read that goal step once again? Or focus on that issue that you'd like to move forward with? And what's the simplest or most outrageous thing that you could do or that could happen in order for you to have that, be that, or do that? And is there any wanting approval around that? Is there any wanting to make that happen? Any wanting to manifest it? Any wanting to control it or be controlled by it? Is there any wanting security around that? Any wanting to be separate from that? Or any wanting to be one with that? Any wanting to hold it closer? And now can you allow yourself to notice the one that's most prominent? And could you allow yourself to really feel into that feeling of wanting that? Now, can you notice if that's something that's wanting It's a feeling of not having it. It's a feeling of lacking it. So could you allow yourself to let go of that feeling of lacking? Could you allow it to dissolve? Set it free as best you can. And is that feeling the total of who you truly are? And could you rest as that which is beyond any of that? Could you rest as that which is aware of any of that? Awareness itself. Could you rest as that which is enough, complete, and whole, just as it is? And even beyond that. Alright, so that's it for now. Please continue with that release. You're more than welcome to, as is suggested with any of these releases, you can write them out, you can re-listen to them. It's a really great idea to at least spend a week with this. Really get to know the release itself. You can recall your own voice, or you can invite a partner, a buddy, or a friend to ask the questions, and you can ask them the questions. It's a good way to keep yourself accountable with it as well. I may suggest something here too. If you go over to Sedona.com, two of their instructors, Annie and Tim, are going to be doing a focus on goals for the month of January. So if you're looking to be with a group there, and you want even more expanded work around goals and Sedona Method releasing, I really recommend heading on over there. It isn't free, but it's really, really well worth it. And that could open up a whole new realm around goals itself. Stay tuned as well for what's going to be coming forth in January on Uncovering Unlimiting Beliefs and Beyond and Releasing. We're going to be expanding here. I'm hoping that we can invite Corlett in and get some live work happening here in terms of questions and some hands-on releasing as well. It may just be with just one or two people, maybe even one, but we'll see what can evolve from there. Now, if you'd like to know more and you're interested in any coaching or resources around here, please head over to, if you look in the introduction, you will see the two websites, retransformingyou.weebly.com or Freedom Mind Coaching, SedonaMethod.com. Head on over there. The author website is kateburke.weebly.com. If you're interested in any tips and so on in terms of ebooks, that's the author website. Stay tuned for some webinars. They will be posted on each of those websites. And that will be a summary of some of the work that's been placed on Blog Talk Radio. You're welcome to review any of the series episodes that have been done previously here. I hope that you had a beautiful Christmas. Fortunately, we did get some funding from Santi. Thank you very much to the relatives who provided that. Happy New Year, and don't forget to celebrate. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.